For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. State Senator Scott Sifton says he will seek the Democratic nomination for Attorney General in 2016. Today's announcement by the suburban St. Louis senator makes him the first Democrat to declare his candidacy for the position. Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster is not seeking re-election because he is instead running for governor. Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia announced his plans to run for the position over a year ago. Sifton is a lawyer and a former Afton school board member who was elected to the Missouri House in 2010. He won election to the Senate in 2012. Sifton says he would focus on consumer protection and the defense of criminal appeals if elected as attorney general. Missouri regulators are hearing evidence on whether a high-voltage power line should be built across the northern part of the state. The Public Service Commission began hearings today on a request by Clean Line Energy Partners. The developers hope to build the power line from the state's western border near St. Joseph to the eastern border near Hannibal. The line would be a part of a 750-mile route carrying power from wind turbines in western Kansas to utilities in Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. The power line is dubbed the Green Belt Express. It's opposed by some landowners who fear the high-voltage wires could reduce property values, get in the way of farming, and create health risks. The Missouri Lottery says the person who bought a winning $200 million Powerball ticket has yet to come forward. The ticket matched all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing and is the fifth largest jackpot ever won in Missouri. Missouri Lottery Executive Director May Sheevy Reardon said in a news release that the winner should take as much time as needed to get proper legal and financial advice before claiming the money. The winner has until May 7th to come forward and claim the jackpot at the Missouri Lottery headquarters in Jefferson City. Columbia Public Schools broke ground today on a new elementary school in Southwest Columbia, which would likely change the attendance areas of six nearby elementary schools. The groundbreaking ceremony for the school, currently called South Elementary until it is officially named, took place this afternoon. Meetings began last week to determine the attendance zone boundaries of the new elementary school, which is planned to open for students for the 2016 school year. Another elementary school, Battle, is currently under construction and is planned to open to students next school year. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark said planning the attendance areas for the new elementary schools would take into consideration existing areas for nearby schools.
The process is the same as what we use for, you know, defining the high school redistricting to looking at our middle school redistricting. Anytime we bring on a new elementary school, we use the same inclusive method for reevaluating enrollment and boundary.
The school district plans to have final boundary scenarios for the elementary schools ready by the middle of January. Following more reviews and feedback meetings, the final presentation to the Board of Education is scheduled for April 2015. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.